We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer with the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, let's talk a little bit about this past crop cycle that we had. We harvested back in that May-June time period, the 2017 crop. It was a crop that we had hopes for because we did have more acres than the year before.
Right, Ron. And we were up about 25% on acres, so we were optimistic about that. Here in Oklahoma and the Southern Great Plains, weather is always the variable that has huge impact on how we're going to do either well or poorly. And that was certainly the case with the 16-17 crop. Got off to a good start. We had good soil moisture, so we're very optimistic in September. Most of the stands came up good, well, acceptable, particularly those that were put in September. As we drifted on further through the planting period into October, not quite as good. But then it turned dry, very dry, about an inch and a half of rain in most of the areas during the 90-day October, November, December period. But we had the moisture and such warm temperatures that we got excessive growth in some fields, and we lost some stands because of that. Turned the corner, the third kind of phase of the crop, I would say, into January, started getting rain. That was a good thing, but that was accompanied by extremely warm temperatures. We hit 90 in February. We hit 90 in March. That's not good for a winter crop like canola or wheat. And we were very concerned when the crop started going reproductive excessively early. Temperatures moderated some, saved our crop, as so often happens. This time it was not just rain. It was the moderating temperatures. Dried out in late May and June, and so harvest weather was not an issue for getting the crop out of the field.
And so it looked like this year that, you know, the 17 crop that we actually were running a little bit ahead of wheat harvest in most areas.
We'll always be a couple of weeks early, but wheat was early this year too. So canola was still 2 weeks earlier than normal. We were harvesting in from mid-May on. When we started working with this crop, we tabbed it as a June harvested crop, and now we're harvesting mid-May, late May, and on into June, of course. But a lot of canola harvested in May this year because of the extremely warm, wet conditions.
Still waiting on some actual numbers from USDA, but what are you hearing anecdotally as far as the yields and overall production of the 17 crop?
Well, we'll call it an average crop. We had growers who made 40 and 50 bushel per acre, which is very good for this year. We had a little bit lower number of those this year than we had in the previous year, but we also had a lot of 20s and 20 bushel per acre, and that was the result of some stand loss due to the tough fall conditions and then the winter conditions. But a lot of 20s, that's kind of marginal. Guys have to watch their P's and Q's to make a 20 bushel canola crop make money. But they're committed to the crop, and we know they're going to stay with it. We're trying to create a canola culture, of course, in the state, as I've said so many times. And that's where our canola farmers are not deciding whether to plant the crop, but how many acres they're going to plant. And we're still making progress towards that.
And I guess we're still really learning how to handle the crop, right?
Yeah, we're a decade and a half into this. It's still a new crop any way you slice it or dice it. You know, we said forever soybeans are a new crop, but we sort of tapered off on saying that soybeans have been around now for a number of decades. Wheat is the only thing that we've grown forever in Oklahoma. So we're certainly not as knowledgeable about canola production as we are about wheat production, but we're getting there. And every year our scientists learn more and have better recommendations for the growers, and the growers get better experience. So we'll get there.
As far as for this 2018 crop, we're almost ready for that planting window to fly open.
We're just barely a month away. It's a very narrow window compared to other crops. 30 days, September 10th, October the 10th, there are things they need to be doing. They're booking their seed. They're getting their crop insurance, which is their one and only safety net now. And certainly they need to be doing that. We're optimistic that they're taking care of those things right now.
What are you hearing as far as, yeah, are you anticipating what, roughly the same acres?
I think we'll see about the same number of acres. Our stalwarts, as I call them, are committed to the crop. They know what it does for them economically. The crop is a standalone crop. But they also know what it's doing for their wheat crop. And they're probably, well, I would say very, very few canola growers who aren't also wheat growers. And the wheat growers who are adding canola to their rotations and being rewarded for that. We see cleaner wheat. The wheat folks will tell you themselves that our problems with rye and other crops that should not be there continue to be an issue in our wheat, and canola certainly helps clean that up.
Thanks, Ron. Dr. Ron Scholer with the Great Plains Canola Association talking about the 2017 and the 2018 canola crops. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.